Miguel and Holly
on Hot 101.5.
Since John Mayer just admitted to keeping shampoo in his shower from Katy Perry because he just wanted to be reminded of her.
Yeah, that's what his new song's about.
We wanted to know, what are you holding on to from an ex? Rebecca, what's that for you?
Beard trimmings.
Oh.
You saved the shaved clippings?
Yes.
Okay.
Where do you keep them?
Yes.
I keep them in a Ziploc baggie under my pillow.
Are you serious?
Wait, are you kidding with us right now?
No, I'm dead serious.
Do you do anything weird with them? Like voodoo or something?
No, I was totally in love with this guy, and he was the one that got away. You know?
How long has it been?
7 years.
No, you're kidding. I don't believe you.
Okay. Here, the only way I'll believe you is if you send us a picture. Email me or Facebook us a picture of the beard trimmings in the Ziploc bag, and then I'll possibly believe you.
I'm driving right now, and they're at home, so I can't really do that right at the moment.
Okay, well, we will take your word for it.
Wow.
So Rebecca has some beard trimmings from her ex.
I feel like this doesn't need to be said, but maybe go ahead and throw them out.
It's time.
I don't want to. You know how many times I have tried and tried and tried, and I just can't let go of them.
Wow.
Just let go. It's time.
I think you win the award here for the strangest thing you've kept from an ex.
It's time.
Rebecca, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you, guys.
Holly, I actually think Rebecca's telling the truth here.
Actually, no, I do, too. I'm scared.
I think she takes the cake there. Whew. All right, Mike from St. Pete, what are you keeping from an ex?
A pair of shears. They're stuck in my living room wall.
What?
Why? And how did they get stuck in the wall?
My girlfriend took a lunge at me with a pair of scissors.
Oh, did they report on it on Fox 13 News at some point? I mean, weapon, scissors?
No. I wrestled her to the floor, called 911.
Oh,
and you've just had the scissors sitting there ever since.
Luckily, you broke up.
Oh, yeah. I called the police and they took her away.
Yeah, but the scissors are still there. Why?
To remind me to make sure I ask someone if they're nuts before I go out with them.
That's the kind of crazy that nobody admits to.
Exactly. Goodness gracious. Thank you so much for your phone call, Mike. All right, let's go to Caitlin in Sarasota. Caitlin, what is the item that you're keeping from an ex?
I have the last box of condoms that we bought together.
Oh, now, interestingly, are you ever planning on using them with a new person, and would it be weird?
No, I don't plan on using them. It was a joke that he thought he needed these special kinds. So we bought them, and then, like, a week later, we broke up, and I just haven't been able to throw them away. It's probably been about 6 years.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You should not use them,
yeah, definitely.
By the way.
Yeah,
Do not use them.
Never mind.
So how often, or do you ever pick up the box of condoms, and then do you just sit there and think about the good times you all had?
No, it's actually, like, it's in a box, within a box in the top of the closet. So I don't ever, and I have like little things from other exes and stuff, but it's in there. I never go in it. I just kind of, it's like a safety, like you know it's there.
Right.
And so you don't forget.
Exactly. And that's how I feel about my little box with Jose's emails with his cologne sprayed on them, because it reminds me not to let someone take advantage of me and treat me like crap.
But I feel like that's like such a nice thing, the cologne.
And that's kind of what the box of like condoms is not to let a relationship be all about that.
Oh, that's wow. Deep.
There we go. I love it. Caitlin bringing the truth this morning. We want you to add to the list of things that you've kept from an ex. Facebook.com/Hot 101.5.